A little room off the bedroom to hang your clothes up in.
Well, you could say cross closet or just a closet on.
Okay, have you ever heard any other names for this?
No, but that's what I was talking about a minute ago. A lot of people used to have the old things, you know, that had the big wide open doors and they come with shift robes and they
right.
have closets then.
That's right. My grandmother has some of those.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, still has one.
If you didn't have a built-in closet, what might you have? This is what you're just referring
yeah,
to.
Yeah, a shift robe on.
Oh, that's fine.
Well, people, I don't know of anybody that did, but, you know, I've seen houses that all they had was on the wall was nails, you know, to hang things on.
Oh my gosh, Abe Lincoln days.
Yeah.
Okay, room at the top of the house, just under the roof.
Attic.
Attic, all right, fine. What is the room you cook in?
Kitchen.
Okay, fine. What do you call the little room off the kitchen where you store canned goods, extra dishes, and things like that?
Well, I have a large utility room.
Okay, have you ever heard another word for this? I'm looking for a pantry. Okay.
Well, now what I have in a pantry is two different things, though, so that's why I had forgotten about the pantry.
Right. Then. That's it.
We used to have a pantry where we lived before you. So
okay, fine.
About that.
What do you call a lot of old worthless things you're about to throw away?
Antiques.
Okay, you throw away your
junk
antiques.
Junk, mostly.
Right, okay.
And they turn out to be
old
antiques.
Old, worthless furniture. Right, that's what happens after
yeah.
you've got any more antiques to throw away.
That's right.
Me. What would you call a room that is used to store odds and ends in?
Junk room.
Okay, fine. What would you be doing if you were sweeping the floor right now?
You'd be doing?
Mm-hmm.
With what?
What would you say that you're doing? I'm going
to... Oh, sweeping.
To sweep? Oh, it's another thing you could be doing. So you're dusting, sweeping?
Yeah. Or vacuuming, or whichever, all depending on what you're using to do
okay.
it with.
Okay, in general, what would you call? You say, I'm going to do what to the house?
I'll go over the house with a dust mop.
Okay.
In a hurry.
All right, fine. Okay. What do you sweep with?
What do I do? Just generally.
What do you sweep with?
A broom.
It's all right.
In the corner, okay.
If the broom is in the corner and the door is open, you say the broom is where compared to the door?
Behind the door.
All right, fine. You pass all the dust. Years ago, on Monday, women usually did their...
Wash.
Okay. And on Tuesday?
They ironed.
Okay, fine. What might you call both the washing and ironing together, doing their...
Laundry.
All right, fine. What is a place in town where a bachelor might have his shirts done?
Laundry.
Any other name for that? It doesn't have to be one. There's just laundromat and a lot of new terms.
Oh, yeah, that. I thought you were talking
about.
Oh, yeah, laundromat. And,
okay.
General cleaners, too.
Right. How do you get from the first floor up to the second floor in a two-story house?
Stairway.
Okay. Would you use a different term for those inside of the house and for those outside? If you had those same things outside, what would you call them?
Not really, just stairs.
Okay. All right. What is built...
What's your difference?
I think steps might be one thing, and stairways inside, I don't know.
I always think of steps as going, you know, just from the ground up to like a porch or something like that. You know,
right.
Stairs
and
is going up to a floor level.
Normal.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. What is built outside the door to walk on and put chairs on? Do you have one out here?
Patio.
All right.